Good day, everyone. I'm Lance Alleong, founder of Alleong Studios. Today, I'm presenting to you, Do you smell something funky, brother? And yes, the voice you will hear throughout this production will be the voice of Lance Alleong, my voice. Even though many years have passed since the situation occurred, Battle Buddies find a sense of harmony by reenacting situations in the sandbox over the telephone. So, without further ado, we present, Do You Smell Something Funky, Brother? What's going on, Specialist Roland? It's been years since I heard from you, brother.
I've been going through the bumps and the bruises of life, you know? Marriage, divorce, drugs, rehab, pain, yep.
That's good, man. I've been going through life's trials and tribulations myself. But I'm in a better place now. I have a good woman in my life, and I have reconnected with my children. Things are looking up.
I'm glad to hear that you're doing well, my friend.
Well, it's been a while since I heard the story, man.
What story?
Yeah, come on, man. You know the story. The story of the funky smell in the barracks, brother.
Wow, man. And you still remember that?
It's been years, but I still remember that funky smell.
Well, it was the summer in Iraq, and the temperature was 140 degrees in the shade. 60 degrees Celsius. It was so hot that when flies landed on your skin, they walked backwards and clawed at your flesh like sand fleas. Sandstorms were the norm, and for our safety, we were instructed to stay inside until the storm passed. For the hard-headed many who decided to remain outside during these storms, the sounds of them saying farewell to their flesh were horrifying. So, one day, when all of us were locked up in the barracks, I started pacing back and forth, up and down, passing everyone's barracks one by one. I wasn't paying attention to what anyone was doing until my nose contracted a peculiar smell.
What did it smell like, brother? Tell me about the funky smell, please.
It smelled like badussy, butt, dick, and pussy. And since we didn't live in a co-ed barracks like the Air Force, and as far as I knew, none of us were having any sexual relations in the barracks, the look on my face seemed quite perplexed as I walked back to my sleeping quarters. The smell was so strongly faint, I had to go to sleep to actually process what I had just smelled.
So you need to sleep to process?
Yeah, man, but the months went on, and this smell kept getting stronger and robust. It started mixing with the nasty lieutenant's urine.
So you're telling me he was an in-the-closet Mr. Peabody?
Yeah, man. Many people didn't know our LT was hiding bottles of urine underneath his bed. That's right. They tried to cover it up.
What did they try to cover up, brother? Wasn't he the white one who was replaced with the Chinese one?
That's right. They always look out for the color line.
I know that's right. Roland, get back to retelling me about this funky smell, brother.
So, months went by, and the smell kept getting stronger and stronger. It got so bad until they had a health and welfare inspection and made us dump all our shit on the barracks floor. As Brother Unique walked by, I could see the aura of the odor following him, like Pigpen and Charlie Brown.
Oh no, not Pigpen with the flies circling around him.
Yep. Then he had the gall to stop in front of me and ask me,
Hey brother, do you smell something funky, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, brother, it's probably me.
Why would it be you, Brother Unique?
Because I don't wear deodorant.
Elroy, I was so shocked, I couldn't laugh. But later that day, I took him to the PX and brought him some cheap basic training soap, lotion, and the most robust deodorant I could find.
Man, you should have taken him in the shower to make sure he washed his stinking ass.
Some other soldiers and I did just that. I don't know if you remember, but that was when one of the bathrooms was shut down for an extended period of time for deep cleaning.
Damn, Roland. I never understood until now why the bathroom was shut down for so long. They told me it was because they ran out of potable water.
Yes, we use all the potable water cleaning his funky ass.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow us for next week's episode. Alley Owner Studios, out.